Hey, I'm Chris Cooper. This is The Catalyst. And every week, I bring you a short episode with a lesson to improve your health span and lifespan, as well as a preview of the workouts that we'll be doing this week at my gym, Catalyst Fitness. We share a daily workout that you can do anywhere on our site, catalystgym.com. Before we get into this week's programming, I want to talk about turning your flaws into gold. Kintsugi is the Japanese art of repairing broken pottery with gold. Instead of hiding the breaking points and the cracks and the chips, Kintsugi highlights the story of the dish and transforms it into art. You fill in the cracks and the chips and even the holes with gold and create a new work of art that's absolutely unique. Like Kintsugi, Catalyst is not about looking flawless or parading around in gym clothes trying to pick up a date. Catalyst is not about winning the CrossFit Games or the bodybuilding contest. Catalyst is about improving your health and living long enough to enjoy it. And that means that Catalyst clients all show up with scars and tattoos and a broken history. And some of these scars are visible and some aren't. Catalyst is more than a gym. It's a community of people, all imperfect and striving to be just a little bit better every single day. Some of us have a history of sports or exercise, and some of us don't. Some of us like running. Some of us like lifting weights. Some of us even like burpees. I don't understand those people, but I like them anyway. Some of us are divorced. Some are religious. Some are overweight. Some are skinny. Some work in hospitals and some work in the cafe down the street. But all of us are pursuing a healthier, happier life. Instead of hiding from these things, our mistakes, our errors, our history, our past, we celebrate them. We share our stories because we know that our wins and our losses will help other people in our community. And as we grow, we realize that it doesn't matter where we started, it just matters where we end up. Your mistakes aren't holding you back unless you try to hide them. Forget looking like all the other plates and dishes out there. Show your scars. That's your art. We want to know your story, starting with your scars. Leonard Cohen wrote, "Ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything, and that's how the light gets in." This week in our programming, we're going to start off with a strength day. Now, Monday's going to be pure strength, and we're going to do three sets of three on both the squat and the press. It doesn't feel like a lot to do in an hour, but when you're lifting heavy weights, you need a long warm-up. You need a long rest between sets. And the point here is that your central nervous system is what's going to be limiting you. It's really important to develop your central nervous system through heavy strength training and plyometrics, because that's basically how your body reacts to stress. When you slip on a patch of ice and you stick out your leg really quickly and it catches you, that's your central nervous system and your peripheral nervous system working together. When you have to jump out of the way of something, when you have to brace your body because you fall down the stairs or somebody bumps you with their shopping cart at the grocery store, the first thing that acts is your central nervous system. And unfortunately, as we age, we lose sharpness in our central nervous system. We lose our ability to react quickly. We lose our ability to pick up heavy stuff because we can't turn on muscle quickly enough to do it. So we fall. We get bumped by things. And these injuries create this downward spiral in our lives. And so it's really important to create not just strength in our bodies, but also reactivity. And that's why we lift heavy. That said, when you're training your central nervous system, you have to have longer rest intervals. Your muscles might feel like they're ready to go. Your brain might feel ready. You might be fired up. Your body is saying, okay, I can go now, but you still have to rest. And so during especially like a heavy back squat, which places a massive toll on your CNS, you have to have like 90 seconds to 2 minutes break. This is not a metabolic workout. This is a central nervous system and strength workout. After you do this workout on Monday, where it's squat and press both heavy, you're going to feel like, oh, my heart rate didn't rise. I'm not really, really tired. But about 2 hours later, you're going to feel really hungry and possibly like you can run through a wall to get food. And then you're going to want a nap later. And these are just signs of central nervous system fatigue. And central nervous system fatigue does not feel like metabolic fatigue, like your muscles are sore, your muscles are tired, like I didn't lay on the floor after that one. It just feels different, but you're still making a ton of progress. On Tuesday, we have a couple of different parts to our workout. We have an aerobic portion where we're going to work through a circuit a couple of times. And our goal here is just to prime your metabolism to start burning fat for energy. And then we're going to switch. We're going to flip into high intensity intervals after that. And we've got this combination of bike and bench press back and forth, back and forth. So Tuesday is a really interesting day because first we're going to work on metabolic flexibility. We're going to start burning fat, and then we're going to quickly ramp up and transfer into burning primarily carbs for energy. This high intensity interval training at the end is really like what promotes aerobic metabolism, anaerobic metabolism. It's going to make you faster if you're a runner. It's going to give you really great endurance. It's going to consume a ton of calories. It's going to make you tired. Like, these are the classic workouts where you see people taking their picture and they're laying on the floor afterward. The reason that we're doing aerobic first and then high intensity interval training is to promote metabolic flexibility. And after you do this for a while, what you'll find is that your body can switch back and forth between burning carbohydrates and burning fat easier. So you'll get your breath back faster after a run, for example. You'll recover faster after a hard training day in the gym, but you'll also start to see abs sooner. Wednesday, we've got a combination of all three things. So we've got heavy deadlifts and heavy cleans, three sets of three on each. Just like Monday, this places a massive stress on your central nervous system. It's a fun day to go that heavy. But then we're going to go straight into a very simple aerobic circuit. So we start off with the strength, and then we're going to go right into metabolism, like building stronger muscles. And then we're going to go into burning more fat. And then at the end of that, we're going to have a high intensity interval training session too. So Wednesday is going to be a very big day. And the reason that we're going to do all these three things in combination is sometimes that's the physical demand that will shock your body into getting an amazing response. You can't do that every day because you'll overtrain, but once or twice a week, we can go all three energy systems. We can do strength, we can do aerobic, and we can do high intensity interval training too. The mistake that a lot of people make is they just show up and go hard every single day. And what eventually happens is their nervous system burns out. So they just feel like they're overtraining, they're tired, they feel burned out, they don't want to exercise anymore. They don't gain muscle mass because their body just keeps tearing down muscle, and they don't burn fat either. So if you're going like high intensity interval training as hard as you can every single day, you might actually be doing yourself a disservice. Wednesday, we're going to do that because you do need to prime the pump occasionally, and it is valuable to do that a couple of times a week, but doing it too much has the counter effect that we want to have. Thursday, we've got a strength circuit. So now we're going to be working on what we would call accessory lifts. You're going to be doing a pull-up or a pull-down, some sit-ups, some back extensions, some ring row, and some sumo deadlift high pull. And what we're doing there is building up the muscles that you're not using during your high-intensity interval training. Another challenge that we have with people who are doing like HIIT workouts like CrossFit every single day is you develop joint dominance problems a lot of the time. So you're pressing, and you're not balancing that out with an equal amount of pulling on the opposite plane. And so one side of the joint gets super duper strong, the other side gets really, really tight or weak, and you start to develop these issues. And so what we want to do is have a strength circuit that balances these things out, like sit-ups, back extensions, pull-ups, pull-downs, sumo deadlift, high pull, and gives you the strength to support going hard again another time. Also, these muscles just look good. Like, people, they like doing sit-ups. You know, we like doing ring rows because your lats look good. So if you just want to look good on the beach, that's great. But the function is more important than the form. And then we're actually going to go also on Thursday after that strength workout, we're going to do some aerobics. So we're going to do a 4-count burpee in the first minute. We're going to skip the second minute. Then we're going to plank. Then we're going to do a 4-count squat, and then we're going to be jogging. And we're just going to keep going for about 6 rounds. That's going to be a longer aerobic workout. That's a really great one for, you know, what most people call toning up. You're going to burn a lot of fat. You're also going to be working on your abs a little bit. You're not going to go crazy. You're not going to feel exhausted or collapse on the floor or do a sweat angel or anything like that. But that workout is going to be dramatically effective. And then Friday, we've got a classic HIIT workout called Elizabeth. This is one of my favorites from CrossFit from all time. It's a 21:15:9 for time of power cleans and ring dips. The mistake that a lot of people will make on these classic CrossFit workouts is they will try to pace it. They'll come into it with a strategy. I'm going to do 21 of, I'm going to do 7 power cleans. I'm going to take a rest. Then I'm going to do 7 more. The goal of these workouts is to go as hard as you can until you physically have to stop and then recover for as short a time as possible and then go at it again. Pacing these workouts and coming into it with a strategy and breaking it up at 7 before you're really tired, it actually defeats the purpose. And what you're trying to do there is develop your aerobic system and your anaerobic system at the same time. And that doesn't work. When you've got an aerobic day, like Thursday, you want to pace yourself. You want to burn more fat. You want to develop your aerobic capacity. But when you have a high intensity day, you want to keep it as high intensity as you can. You want to have a long warm up. You want to make sure that like everything is moving well. You want to work on technique, and then you want to go as hard as you possibly can. Like you want to hit that wall. You want your heart rate hitting zone 5. You want to be absolutely at the limit and then stop and recover and do 2 more reps and be absolutely at the limit as much as you can. You don't want to pace it and make it comfortable for yourself. Saturday, we've got a super fun partner workout at the gym, and then Sunday is going to be a rest day for everybody. Go outside, do some zone 1, some easy movement and light labor, and that's our programming this week.